Chapter 1 AOL 500 kilometers over Europe. Ship OM-45 moved north. In a room at the back of the ship, Kia watched the numbers on the computer in front of him. "Time for dinner," Rilla said. The numbers changed quickly, and Kia's eyes didn't move. Rilla went across the room to his table. She began to watch the numbers, too. "What's wrong with a satellite?" she asked. She was a beautiful girl, about 20 years old, with long black hair and big eyes.
"Nothing's wrong with the satellite," Kia answered quietly. "It's the AOL.
He began to write the numbers in the book on his table. Suddenly, the numbers stopped changing. Kia looked at Rilla.
"Over Europe," he said. "It's happening. The AOL is breaking up. There are big holes in the AOL, and they're getting bigger."
"You're right. Shall we see Captain Seru now, before dinner?" Kia stood up. He was nearly 2 meters tall, with dark eyes and hair.
"Yes, come on," he said.
Quickly, they went to Captain Seru's room. They waited at the door.
"Come in,"
Captain Seru called. She was a little woman with a fat face.
"Come in. Would you like a drink?"
"No, thank you," Kia answered. "I'd like you to look at these numbers."
Kia gave Captain Seru his book. Captain Seru looked at the numbers. Suddenly, her face changed.
"No, no," she said. "I don't want to talk. It's late and I'm tired. Sit down and have a drink."
Kia and Rilla sat down. There was a big window in Captain Seru's room. Kia looked out of the window at the dark sky. He saw the moon. It was cold and white in the dark sky.
"Captain Seru," he began, "it's important. Look at those numbers carefully. The AOL is beginning to..."
"Stop!"
Captain Seru stood up and put her hands in her pockets. She went to the window and looked at the sky.
300 years ago, Earth nearly died," Rilla said. "Earth stopped dying because of the AOL. But now, over Europe, the AOL is breaking up. We would like you to talk to Earth Commander."
Captain Seru did not move.
"Do you remember Adai?" she asked.
She didn't wait for an answer.
"I was on his ship 2 years ago. One evening, the satellite gave us interesting numbers about the AOL. We went back to Earth and saw Earth Commander."
Captain Seru stopped speaking. Rilla looked at Kia.
"And then?"
she asked Captain Seru.
"Gog was angry, very angry, Captain Seru said. In the end, he sent Adai to the moon. Adai's there now, commander of the moon colony under the moon. Kia waited for a second or two.
I know about Adai, but we need to talk to Earth Commander again. These numbers are worse.
Captain Seru's face went red.
You don't understand. I'm not going to talk to Gog. Last time, he sent me to a weather ship in the Antarctic. This is my first ship for 2 years.
And Captain Seru began drinking. Kia stood up.
Thank you, Captain Seru.
Captain Seru said nothing. Kia and Rilla left the room and walked slowly downstairs. The ship was dark and quiet. It was 8 o'clock and everybody was at dinner.
What are we going to do next? Rilla asked.
I need to talk to Adai, Kia said.
Okay, talk to Adai, but he's far away on the moon colony, Rilla said. Let's visit Commander Zadak.
Zadak? Commander of Australia? He's famous.
Yes, he's my father's friend. He worked with my father in Brazil 10 years ago. Perhaps he can help us.
Kia smiled.
Good. We return to Earth next week. I can phone Adai from Kisangani, and then we can go to Australia. But now, I'm hungry. Let's get some dinner.